Miramar Ayala, Miramar, M-A-R-I-M-A-R, Ayala, A-Y-A-L-A, date of birth is August 5th, 1973. This is for date of service, 1/13/2022. Mrs. Ayala is a 48-year-old female who is here today for initial consultation regarding her type 1 diabetes management. She was diagnosed with type 1 diabetes when she was 23 years old. She also has an extensive medical history, including hypertension, hyperlipidemia, neuropathy, retinopathy, coronary artery disease, status post-stent placements, glaucoma, hyperthyroidism, carpal tunnel syndrome, anxiety, depression, chronic low back pain, and a history of lupus. For her type 1 diabetes, she is currently on the Medtronic insulin pump using Humalog insulin. Her basal rate at midnight is 2.7 units an hour, 6 a.m., 2.5 units an hour, 7 a.m., 2.8 units an hour, 11:30 a.m., 3.2 units an hour, 6 p.m., 3.3 units an hour, and 10 p.m., 3.4 units an hour for a total basal dose of 72.1 units of basal insulin per day. She boluses 1 unit for every 50 grams of carb. 1 unit for every 50 milligrams per deciliter glucose greater than 100, and 1 unit for every 3 grams of carbohydrates with each meal. The patient has an erratic diet for breakfast, usually has like cookies and crackers. Lunch is usually a small meal, and dinner is usually a meal with protein, vegetables, and carbohydrate. She drinks juice many times. Plan number one for her type 1 diabetes. At this point, I would like to get a current baseline hemoglobin A1C and continue the current basal rates at midnight, 2.7 units an hour, 6 a.m., 2.5 units an hour, 7 a.m., 2.8 units an hour, 11:30 a.m., 3.2 units an hour, 6 p.m., 3.3 units an hour, and 10 p.m., 3.4 units an hour for a total basal dose of 72.1 units of basal insulin per day. We will continue the correction of 1 unit for every 50 milligrams per deciliter glucose greater than 100 and continue the insulin to carb ratio at 1 unit for 3 grams of carbohydrates with each meal. Next number, we will get the baseline A1C and make any adjustments to her insulin pump therapy after reviewing the blood work. Next number, for her hyperthyroidism, she is currently on methimazole, 10 milligrams, 2 tablets daily. We will check a current thyroid function panel, including a TSH, T4, and T3 level, as well as a TPO antibody level and a thyroid-stimulating immunoglobulin level, as well as a thyroglobulin antibody level. Next number, the patient gets her pump supplies from Edge Park. Next number, for her hypertension, continue current therapy. Next number, for her hyperlipidemia, she is on atorvastatin, 40 milligrams daily. Next number, the patient's diabetes is complicated by neuropathy and retinopathy. Next number, the patient has coronary artery disease, and she is followed by cardiology. Next number, the patient states that she has a history of lupus, and I'm recommending a rheumatology consultation. Next number, follow up with primary care provider, Dr. Beltre. Thank you for allowing me to participate in her management.